83 degrees with isolated thunderstorms in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Two recent pedestrian deaths in Nashville have detectives seeking hit-and-run drivers. There have been at least 14 people killed by vehicle strikes in the city this year. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports the increase in cases could make it even tougher to find those responsible.
Hit and runs often challenge detectives, and they've been busy in recent years as the city has surpassed annual pedestrian fatality records several times. And national researchers recently found the city's pedestrian fatality rate has worsened. That is despite official commitments to what are known as Vision Zero infrastructure plans, like lower speeds, better lighting, and more visible crosswalks, all of which are meant to reduce all types of roadway incidents.
This week, Nashville police say they found the Dodge Ram truck involved in a fatal strike early Monday morning on Nolensville Pike. The victim, 68-year-old Robert Powell, was also struck by a white sedan. Neither driver stopped. Another pedestrian victim, who was hit in June on Lafayette Street, has been identified as 50-year-old Taramon Diane Lopez. The list of proposed sites for a new wastewater treatment plant in Lebanon started at 12, and now it's down to 6. Where to build a new plant has been a topic of a heated debate in Lebanon for months. The current facility is aging and nearing capacity. Plus, there are only a few months left to use the federal funding to help pay for the new site. Last month, Wilson County commissioners passed a resolution opposing building a new sewer plant in the county. That angered Lebanon's mayor, who said no county resolution was going to stop the city from building a much-needed site. He added that a huge chunk of the county's economic growth is because of the sewer system. He listed 8 schools, the Wilson County Jail, and the new Animal Control Center as the facilities using the city system. Lebanon leaders formed a committee to review potential properties. Topping the list is a site in Rockwood across the street from the current facility.